This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin released a series of draft majority House legislative district maps, 16 black majority and one Hispanic majority district, that one located in northwest Arkansas. And this week, he's proposed increasing the number of black minority state Senate districts to 5. Martin, a Republican, is one of 3 members of the State Board of Apportionment responsible for redrawing 100 House districts and 35 Senate districts based on population shifts in the 2010 census. He's joined by Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, both Democrats, on that board. Mark Myers, Community Outreach Director for the Secretary of State's office, describes the Hispanic majority district map, the first of its kind in Arkansas, as narrow.
The map that we, the Secretary of State's office, drew runs from eastern Springdale up along close to the Highway 71 and up into eastern Rogers. But it runs real narrow near the railroad tracks north of Springdale.
Also, the Secretary of State had to confirm if it is legally bound to configure a Hispanic majority district in northwest Arkansas. That answer was delivered this morning.
It doesn't look like the Hispanic district in northwest Arkansas will make the cut based on some legal justifications that had legal tests that had to be met. And those include compactness, as described in the district. It's really not that compact, and it's too narrow without people and portions of it. So the legal determination was that it probably did not make the legal standard to justify drawing the district as it was the only way we could draw it and be a majority-minority district.
Final proposed maps will be released today for public comment at the website ArkansasRedistricting.org.
Officials with the State Department of Correction say crowding in the state's prison is easing. Spokeswoman Shay Wilson says the overall population of the prison system is currently 15,514. That's down 725 inmates over the past 6 months. And the number of state inmates backed up in county jails is at its lowest level in years.
That number today is 915. In January, that number was 1,662. So, yeah, there's some change there as well.
State officials say the lower numbers of inmates are a result of the State Parole Board implementing provisions of a new state law a bit early. The board has begun early processing for state inmates in county jails and other prisoners serving sentences of 2 years or less.